Well, there's numerous reasons, quite honestly. I think, you know, there's a sense that, you know, with Simo, you know, from his point of view, there's obviously going to be a little bit of lack of confidence. Coming at home, the expectation, what we wanted was everybody to give everybody a lift. I felt, you know, that the fans would really take to George, quite honestly, and they did, you know, and this is no disrespect to Simo. I think Simo's a terrific little player. But on the other side of it, you know, you sometimes want a little bit of extra lift, a little surprise somewhere, but he gave us a bit of a spark today, George being goals, because the fans want him straight away. And I felt from that point of view, you know, it wasn't an easy decision, but it was a decision that I was quite confident in.
Are you protecting Steve Simonson a little bit? Because, you know, every shot in on goal that he stopped tonight, there would have been some ironic cheering from some of the fans.
Well, maybe so. I don't know that, you know. Maybe so. If he saves a ball, it's a cheer, isn't it? It's not an ironic cheer. It's a cheer. But I have to say, you know, I think even before a ball was kicked in anger, you know, I think tonight it was important that, you know, because it was such a big game for both clubs, but particularly for ourselves being at home, I think it was important that everybody was really behind, you know, each other, and certainly didn't want to be having any nervous moments or making the goalkeeper feel nervous. So that's why we did it.
How did he do?
Well, you tell me yourself, he couldn't stop the goal. It was a fantastic strike for their goal. He hadn't put a foot wrong. I have to say, first half, he hasn't really touched the ball, I'm quite honest. I thought defensively in front of him, they were fantastic tonight. And had to be. You know, the system that they play is very difficult at times, you know, but they play in front of you a lot, you know, but you have to be just patient. If you start coming out of little holes or out of little pockets, they pick you off, and that's when they get at your back four. But I thought the back four today was absolutely fantastic. You know, they've breached us once, and that was the goal. Apart from that, you know, George really hasn't had many saves to make. Maybe one in the second half when he got down low and held it very well. But he's a presence, you know, and that will do him the world of good. You know, although he's not been ultra busy, which I'm delighted with, because that means we're doing our job in front of him. But it was fantastic for him.
Kicking and communication, two big keys for the modern day goalkeeper. They look like two things that he does actually very well, the kicking particularly, but he seems to talk as well a little bit.
Well, he talks, of course he does, yeah, you know, but he's 17 years old, he's not, you know, sometimes if it's not inbuilt, you know, it'll take a little while to learn. But, you know, the more games he plays, the more confident he'll become, the more astute, I suppose, his comments will be. For the back four, but at the moment in time, you know, we're not asking him to concentrate on his shouting, we're asking him to concentrate on his goalkeeping, and the rest will follow.
Is it his shirt to lose now?
It's like everybody's shirt to lose in one respect, but you know, we just have to monitor him. We have to monitor him. You have to make sure that, you know, he is progressing. If he hits a little bit of a blip, like all young players do, you know, irrespective of if it's himself or Harry or whoever it may be, I think in that respect, you know, I think it's important from that point of view. We keep monitoring. We keep an eye on him, and we make sure from our point of view that we can take him out when the time is right.